Because I'm so excited. There is power in the name of Jesus. Say it with me. There is power in the name of Jesus. Say Jesus. Say it again. Did you know the devil flees at the name of Jesus? There is so much power in just the name of Jesus. The demons in hell tremble at the name of Jesus. Turn with me to Philippians. Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11. Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11. I'll let you get there, because these are scriptures that you should be underlining, because they're good ones. This one's good. This one's good. You know, and if you back up, it talks about the humbled and exalted Christ. It talks about that in verse 5 on. It talks about that he was so humble that he took his throne from heaven and he humbled himself to come to earth. You understand, he was exalted at heaven at that time. He was at God with God at that time. From the very beginning, he was with God. So at the very beginning, he was immortal. He was deity, right? He was deity from the very, very beginning. But even in his deity state, he humbled himself to take on human nature and take on the human form of a man. That's how much he humbled himself. It says that in that scripture. I won't read those. But read them, because that's what he did. And then it gets right here. I'm going to read verse 8. I like that one. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Now that's humility. Because when you went to the cross, the Romans made sure it was the most devastating thing that could happen to a human being. You know, the cross. And he went there. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those even under the earth. Do you understand what it's saying there? Hallelujah. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Heavenly Father, I pray your anointing upon this message this morning. I pray, God, you have your way, that you be glorified, Jesus. You deserve it all, Lord Jesus. And I pray, God, through the power of the name of Jesus, that you, Lord, do what you want to do. And everyone said, amen. You got to understand something. In this verse, we see something happening, because we see how much God understands the power of a name. See, God understands the power of a name. He does. By giving his son a name that would show his purpose while on earth. Isn't that something? That name is? Say it again.
Jesus.
Say it as you believe it.
Jesus.
Yes. Jehovah, yeah, Savior. And after his resurrection, and taking his rightful place at the right side of God, his Father, Jesus became something. He became our Savior, our Redeemer, and our Deliverer. It is only through Jesus we have redemption. It is only through Jesus we have victory. And it's only through Jesus we have hope. Do you get that? There's no hope in this world. There's no hope in culture. There's no hope in any president we might have sitting on our nation's capital. There's no hope in him. The hope we have is in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That's the hope. He gained that. That was something that was given to him that he has bestowed upon us. Redemption. Victory. There's victory in Jesus. Come on. Somebody be with me this morning. I'd run up and down the aisles, but I think it might hurt me. Hallelujah. We are to worship him and profess his authority in our lives. Is that right? Worship him and profess his authority in our lives. It's in the name of Jesus that we have freedom from the consequences of sin in our lives and will not taste the sting of death. Do you understand that? It's in the name of Jesus that we are released from all oppression of the enemy and find real peace. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. It's in the name of Jesus that we receive healing from our sickness and safety in our storms. No matter what we go through, it's in the name of Jesus he'll take us through it. Hallelujah. In order to understand and enjoy the benefits of this awesome name, we must know about the power of the name of Jesus. The power of that name. The power. Demons flee at the name of Jesus. Come on. Do you understand that? Now there's something mentioned in the verse 9. In verse 9 says that God highly exalted him and gave him a name above all other names. Now I want you to go back and underline, circle it, do whatever you need to the word highly. Because that word is very, very important and significant. Highly is translated from its Greek verb, yapersaiu, which means to exalt to the highest rank and power, to rise to supreme majesty, to be exalted beyond measure. Do you understand that? That's the word highly, and that's the word God Almighty gave his Son. Do you understand that? You must understand the significance of this verb. This Greek verb had very much significance. Why, do you ask me? I'll tell you. It is only found one time in the Bible. It is only found in this one verse. Now that's significant. That is the only verse that word highly transformed on that word yapersaiu means what it means. Once in the Bible, that shows how much God highly exalted his Son above every other name, above every other instance, above everything that we go through. The name of Jesus will see you through. Hallelujah! This not only gives Jesus the divine name of Yahweh, but it also tells us that God has declared that Jesus was the character and person above all others. There is no higher name than Yahweh, and Jesus has that name. The name of Jesus is above the name of any sickness. The name of Jesus is above any name of disease. The name of Jesus is above any name of a bad report that your doctor might give you. Come on. Do you understand that? No matter what you go through, no matter what sickness you're in, no matter what disease you have, no matter what bad report the doctor might give you, Jesus is above that. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, he's above bankruptcy. He's above foreclosure. He's above financial disaster. He's above your financial problems. If you have financial problems, you should be hollering out the name of Jesus. Daily, nightly, hourly. When you open your checkbook, better start looking at the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, I don't got any money, but praise you, Jesus, you'll give it to me. Come on, do you understand what I'm saying? That's the power in the name of Jesus. Do you understand? Right. And there, our culture and our world today takes the name of Jesus in vain daily. You've got to be careful because that name means something. When somebody calls out your name, do you just turn around and forget or not even say hi or hello or whatever? You know, if somebody says, hi, Jerry, do I ignore them? No, I turn around and say hi. Well, when you call out the name of Jesus, that's taking an impact on Jesus. And I believe he calls and he answers you. The name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, he's above every sickness, every disease, every financial problem, every burden. He's also above every addiction. Come on. No matter what that addiction might be, Jesus is above it. His name is above it. The devil's going to try to say you can't do it. The devil's going to try to say you can't go through this. You've been there too long, done that too much, and it's never going to turn around. I'm telling you in the name of Jesus, you can beat it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus is above any situation. Any. Are you bound by chains today? Chains of sickness? Chains of suicidal thoughts? Chains of addiction? Whatever that chain that binds you, there is power in the name of Jesus to break that chain. Do you believe it?
Hallelujah.
Boy, that was weak. Do you believe it? Let me take you through two more scriptures. We're going to go back to Philippians 2, verse 9, 11, but I'm going to take it to you in the Amplified. Therefore, because he stooped so low, God has highly exalted him and has freely bestowed on him the name that is above every name. That in and at the name of Jesus, every knee should and must bow. Ooh. Must bow. In heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue frankly and openly confess and acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Do you kind of figure out and realize what that's saying? That's in the Bible. That's not Jerry's interpretation. What that is telling you, and I don't care what translation you read it out of, that tells you that Jesus is above every other name. And it tells you something that every agnostic and atheist will have to confess. There is coming a day. There is coming a day when every knee will bow at the foot of Jesus. There is coming a day where every tongue will confess whether they want to or not. Today the atheists are saying there is no God. There's coming a day. Today there's agnostics that don't believe nothing. Say there is no God. I can't believe it. There's coming a day when I tell you that the demons in hell, the Satan himself, the agnostics, the atheists, no matter who it is, the Jewish people will have to acknowledge Jesus Christ is Lord of lords and God of God. Come on! I mean, I almost feel like jumping. I think that'll hurt me more than any. But I want you to get this. If we don't get anything else, understand how powerful that name is. Atheists will have to cry out. Agnostics will have to cry out. Jewish people that love God, they're covenant God's children. Covenant God's children will have to proclaim Jesus, the Son of God, as the Lord of lords. Oh, get it? Let me take you to another scripture. Grab a hold of this one, because this one's good too. Grab a hold of this. Mark 16. Get in your Bible and underline this if you haven't. Mark 16, verses 17 through 18. And these signs will follow those who believe. Uh-oh. In whose name? In Jesus' name, they will cast out demons. In Jesus' name, they will speak with new tongues. Uh-oh. That'll grab a few Baptists. In Jesus' name, they will take up serpents. And if they drink of anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick in Jesus' name. And they will what? Shall recover. Do you understand? What are we talking about here? We're talking about the power of the name of Jesus inside you. He's telling you right there. In the name of Jesus, in my name, you're going to do these things. Yeah, we got Christians today just sitting and warming a pew and thinking they're doing God a favor. You're doing God no favor by warming your pew. Come on. Somebody get it. Do you get it yet? When God says there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, the word I need you to focus on is every. There's power in the name of Jesus to break some chains. Every chain. Because it means that you can't turn around and say, okay, maybe he can heal my inner scars, but he can't stop this addiction. He can't stop what I'm going through. He can't do this. Can't, never did nothing. Everything means just that. Every sickness. Say it with me. Every disease. Every addiction. Every problem. Every financial struggle. Everything. Is there anything bigger than Jesus? Nothing is bigger than Jesus. Hallelujah! My goodness, if you don't want to get excited, I will. God is for you today. He's not against you. He is for you. And there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. And that power, that authority, it's what we've been given by Jesus. Did you know that? Jesus gave us that authority. He has given you that power if you do it in his name. You have the authority to proclaim that every chain in your life be broken in Jesus' name. You don't have to live bound anymore. God already loosened the chains. Freedom is yours. You just have to step out of the shackles and enter the freedom he has set before you. Woo! What are you waiting for this morning? Hallelujah! If you want to get well, then get up and walk in the freedom he has died to give you. When Christ said, "It is finished," he didn't cry out, "Finished," like a weeping, loser. Thank you. He cried, "It is finished," as a victorious statement to the world, to Satan, to every demon in hell. He cried, "It is finished," to take on the right hand of God and the authority side of God for you and I. He cried, "It is finished," so that you and I would have victory over death. He cried, "It is finished," so that you and I would have victory over sickness, over addictions, over financial problems. He cried, "It is finished," that he could take care of every problem that you have. It is finished. Don't live in those problems. Whew. Oh my goodness, I feel good this morning. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. And that is so true. As you find Christ, your chains disappear. Because in him, you are made new. Christ has the power to break every chain. Today, are your chains broken? Then you need to get them broken. Despite mankind's sinful nature, there is a good news for every believer. There is power. There is power. Say it again. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, every depression, every addiction, every financial woe, every problem that you're going through, every job that you lost unjustifiably. There is power in the name of Jesus to set you free. Hallelujah. Set free is free indeed. Luke 4:18 says, Jesus is telling us, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Who? Lord is upon who? Jesus, right? Okay. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recover the sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Do you understand that scripture? Underline that scripture because it means so much to you. Because this morning I'm asking you a question. Does Jesus live in you? That was weak. Does Jesus live in you? Well, if my Jesus lives in you, then you should be doing what this scripture tells you. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. It's upon Jesus. Does Jesus live in you? So if he lives in you, because he has anointed me, he's done what? If he anointed Jesus, what's he done? He anoints you, hallelujah, to preach the gospel to the poor. That's your job. You say, I don't have a job for Jesus. I just live in a Christian life, just sitting and filling a pew, feeling like that's all I got. No, you don't. Preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim. He has sent me. Say it. Possess it. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to recover sight to the blind, to set to liberty those who are oppressed. That's you. If you open the door and you walk in, that's you. If you know the Lord as your personal Savior, that's you. Don't just be a pew warmer. Do something for the Lord. Do something for Jesus. God has given us power through Jesus to rise above any situation and to break every chain that binds us to not do the work that Jesus has called us to do. Satan will bind you. Satan will lay out all kinds of excuses why you can't do this. You can't do it. It's impossible. You're too timid. You're too this. You're too. He is the greatest accuser there is. And he knows the words to say. He knows the words to say. But when that accuser comes at you and starts saying those words, all you got to say, in the name of Jesus, he's broke that chain. He's broke that chain. And I mean, say it with authority. Don't just, oh, in the name of Jesus, you broke that chain. That doesn't have no authority. Satan's going to look at you and slap you. You say it with authority. In the name of Jesus, he's broke every chain. He's broke every bondage. He's broken. And Satan, you liar, you thief, you accuser, get behind me. Woo! Well, I don't know about you. I like it. There was a missionary. His name was E.P. Scott. He was a missionary to India. And he desired to reach the savage tribe in the Indian subcontinent. Ignoring the pleadings of his friends, he set off into this dangerous territory. Several days later, he met a large party of warriors who surrounded him and put their spears right at his heart, ready to take him down. Expecting to die at any moment, Scott closed his eye, breathed a prayer, and began to sing with holy boldness, "All hail the power of Jesus' name." After singing the first verse, the second verse, the third verse, and then beginning on the fourth, Reverend Scott realized something. He was still standing. And that all around him was a peaceful quiet. Opening his eyes, he saw every spear lowered. There stood those mighty warriors with tears in their eyes, touched by the mighty sight that animated him. Scott spent the next 2 years evangelizing those people, telling them all about Jesus who came to save them. A mighty salvation took place because of the boldness of Jesus. All hail the power, the power, the power of Jesus' name. Yes. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Now that is a wow. Because to a lot of people, they don't understand it. To a lot of people, they don't figure it out. They want to live in their pity. They want to live in their sorrow. They want to live pew-warming, but with no power, no authority. Why is our Christian nation, supposedly, the way it is today? No power, no authority. Satan is free to roam and do what he wants in this mighty nation. And I will tell you, Satan is in the church today. Why? Because we invited him. Come on. Church people, invite him. Come, take a seat next to me. It's comfortable. But I am telling you, it's time. It's time. It's time. It's time to break that chain. To break it. To break the bonds that are holding you. To break your complicity to do nothing. To break it and to get on fire for God. Revive. Revive. That's what revival is all about. Stand with me right now. We're going to sing this song. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Sing it. Break every chain. really feel this morning, we need to find a place. You need to find an altar. You need to come up here to these altars, this one and that one over there. You need to find a place. You need to ask God. You need to ask Him, Lord, I have chains on me. Lord, I have bondages on me. Lord, I want to be free in You. I want to be free in You. If that's you this morning, come up. As Sharon sings this song one more time, come on up and take time to pray. Take time to pray. Find another altar. Find a place to pray in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Come on. Come on, Lord.